Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Tuesday, the 19th day in January of 2021. I'm your host, as always, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to get through this, your Tuesday. And we're going to start with an interesting story about an operating system called Linux Mint. Linux Mint, just like Windows or Mac OS, is a widely used platform that people use to access and operate their computers. And so it's alarming when there's a news story about children being able to hack it. Well, it's actually a little more benign than that, but here's what happened. There was an individual who used Linux Mint, and he encouraged his children to hack into his account because he'd locked his screen. Well, much to the individual's chagrin, his two children were able to do so, and here's what happened. When the screensaver comes up, the locked screen that's supposed to protect your account, the children mashed both the physical keyboard as well as the virtual keyboard. And by overriding the input for the screensaver, it broke. And what happened then is the children were able to get into the operating system, bypassing the need to put in a password. And what's even more alarming is that you couldn't go back and just relock your screen to the password. The actual control mechanism for that particular screensaver application is broken at that point. You have to restart the element. Now, Linux Mint has confirmed that there is a bug. It resides in something called libcaribou. And that's the on-screen keyboard component that is part of the Cinnamon desktop environment. And the Cinnamon desktop environment is what Linux Mint uses. So if you are a user of Linux Mint, just know that if someone mashes your virtual and physical keyboard at the same time, they may be able to bypass the need to have a locked system. And this does highlight that while it is very important to lock your screen, particularly if you're in an office, most of us are not, but some households have a lot of foot traffic that can put corporate data at risk, or even your personal data from people that may be looking to eavesdrop on your activity. Always lock your screen, just know that it is not, at least in the case of Linux Mint, a perfect solution. Speaking of perfect solutions, many people go to the doctors looking for a solution to various ailments. And your physical and mental and just health data in general is so important and private that there's a special law designed to help make sure that that data is secure. And that law is called HIPAA. And there is an insurer in the state of New York, the American Health Insurer, has agreed to pay over $5 million for a violation of HIPAA. Now, the Office for Civil Rights, which is at the Department of Health and Human Services, will be overseeing the settlement from the health insurer. Now, this is all the way back in 2013 when the insurer had a breach of their systems. They say that they were hacked, and they didn't really fix the issues from that hack until 2 years later in 2015. And as a result of this 2 year exposure of health information, 9 million individuals had potentially their addresses, date of birth, email, social security numbers, their claims, their clinical treatment, and their bank account information all exposed. And this includes people who use a variety of healthcare plans, including Blue Cross Blue Shield of New York, Blue Cross Blue Shield in the Rochester area. So this looks to be very specific to the New York area, but what you need to know is that your health information for up to 2 years may have been exposed to criminals who can use that to impersonate you, to commit fraud against you, or just to blackmail you by exposing details about your very private life that you may not want exposed. So it's good to know that HIPAA, even if it is a few years late, is imposing fines and being levied in a constructive way to make sure that health insurance companies are keeping your data more safe following incidents like this. And health data is not the only kind of data that is important. Increasingly, amidst what is known as global warming, you don't have to believe in it, but the reality is that the planet is changing, whether that's because of man or nature. And there are a lot of organizations that are standing up to help protect the environment, to help make sure that we can live on this planet longer. And one such entity, the Scottish Environment Protection Agency, or SEPA, is saying that they had a significant attack on Christmas Eve. And they are saying that it was hit by a ransomware. We don't know which ransomware, but many, many days later, almost 3 weeks, we can see that SEPA is still experiencing some outages. So SEPA confirmed that things like their staff schedules, their email, and some of their reporting tools are still unavailable. And so it is difficult for people to do things right now, like report environmental situations. And that is the crux of the situation. So one of their key systems, which is an online reporting and inquiry tool for pollution, is since restored, but throughout the last 3 weeks, it's been very intermittent. And so if you submitted a report about pollution or had an inquiry about pollution, you may want to follow up because due to this intermittent access, your request may not have reached where it meant to go. To make matters worse for SEPA, the attackers allegedly stole over a gigabyte of data, which included things like their commercial project and information about their staff, as well as their priorities and some of their changing programs. And in a world where there seems to be some conflict between environmental protection agencies and business interests and personal interests, this sort of turmoil is creating a scenario where some entities like SEPA could be targeted in the future. And we're going to finish on ransomware because ransomware is still a real thing. 2020 saw its lion's share of ransomware, with criminals making lots of money, and that looks to be continuing. Now, we don't know which big name ransomware this may have been, if at all, but in this case, it looks like Okanagan County in the state of Washington, which borders Canada and the United States, had a ransomware attack that impacted their public health as well as some of their legal facilities. And email systems and phones are, quote, deeply impacted, and there's no timetable for restoring these elements. And so officials have not revealed any details, again, like which ransomware or how widespread or how it got onto their network, but they are saying that there are very limited public services, so much so that they've simply closed down one entrance to their local courthouse. So if you are in the area there, you should know that the 3rd Street entrance to your courthouse is closed, and you should use the 4th Street public entrance. Excuse me. And there's another even deeper thing here, because while this is all really bad to some people, this is good news, because as a result of this ransomware attack, the county is excusing all jurors who were scheduled to report this week. And that goes for district and superior court. So if you had jury duty this week or thought you did, you're excused. And however, if you thought you were having jury duty and you conducted this attack, shame on you. But the point remains that ransomware is having a very real effect, because if there's no jurors, there's no court. And that can impact when cases happen, how long the case can occur, etc. And that has very significant impact on court and rule of law in the United States. And so ransomware continues to have an effect, and we expect it to continue to do so. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic Tuesday. We will see you bright and early tomorrow on Wednesday. Stay safe, stay strong, and we will see you then. Michael Kemet, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a tennis player, Naomi Osaka. Now, Naomi won her first championship, the US Open, in 2018. And what is interesting is that she was recently named the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year. So to you, Naomi, for being the Female Athlete of the Year, the first Japanese Female Athlete of the Year in history, a sincere tip of the cap for promoting both your heritage and the spirit and tenacity in the sport of tennis.